apparently only got a couple of months left on them fallopian tubes.
How about those ovals?
You don't have to work on them ovums today, but...
ovals, you call them.
You're going to need them, and I'd hate to see you traveling when something went off on that. All right, Anthony, who we spoke to, who's 37, who we spoke to about 10 minutes ago, who has a girlfriend who totally blindsided him, although I'm sure if you talk to her, she could tell you a very different story. According to Anthony, he was fixing to prepare to propose, and they were talking about kids. And when he brought this up, the monogamy issue up, she was shocked and surprised and said, oh, no, she wanted to date other people. Now, sounds like a true story, but my question is what's up with Anthony, and how come he doesn't know that? See, there's two scenarios here. Either she's laying down messages or putting out signals that you're not picking up, or she's just some sort of crazed, maniacal, veins filled with ice water sort of vixen, and that you should know about too, shouldn't you? Shouldn't you pick up that vibe?
Yeah. Oh,
how come
yeah.
nobody gets vibes off of people?
Well, nobody wants to stay in reality. Everybody wants to have their own little fantasy projection of who the person
is. And by the way, all you people out there, if your wife shoots you or takes a hatchet to you while you're asleep or any of this, I don't mean any disrespect to Phil Hartman, but you know what? You should know. You shouldn't marry him. You really should know. I look into that wife of yours, Fario. I got a feeling about her. And actually, everyone I know has a wife, I think, who could kill them in their sleep. Including Ann's husband. Anthony?
Yes.
All right. So, look, she did you a favor. You're hurt, you're devastated, you're blindsided,
yeah.
but fine. That's not the kind of relationship she wanted, and better you find out now than 3 years into a marriage.
That's true.
All right.
I was wondering, I mean, is there a time frame that women think about, you know, when it's appropriate to ask? Or
no, I think it. I mean, you don't ask on the second date. I sort of think somewhere around 6 months is when you start getting into those questions.
A few weeks into it, you're talking about what are we doing with this relationship? If it really starting to go.
Yeah. I was just my girlfriend was just reminding me today that I told her like 2 weeks into it. I'm not one of these people that dates more than one person at once.
I remember you
were... And the part I didn't tell her is Ann tells the person I'm dating about it. But I said, if you're one of these people who wants to go out with a few people, you know, if you're one of these people who likes to date a few guys, that's your business. But tell me now, because I don't do that. I don't play that game. Not into that. I never understand how that works. I'm always bamboozled when people say to me, yeah, I'm dating like three guys now, or some guy says he's dating a couple of girls, and and how's that work? Oh, yeah, they know we're just dating, and we're dating. And so, and I always think to myself, what is dating? Are you screwing them? And if you are, like, what are you talking about?
That's what that book the guys wrote, What Men Want, they call the good for now girl.
Right.
They're telling you you're good for now, but I'm looking around for something else.
How does that work, though? I mean,
it works. People with very low self-esteem tolerate that. And they think they're going to change the person and drag them into a more serious relationship.
If you're dating somebody, it's because you're interested. Or if you're not interested in them, don't date them.
I mean,
but how do you get that in-between thing?
Because suppose you just enjoy
spending...
I don't
know, you've done that in your life,
you
Drew.
Just,
certainly.
Suppose you just enjoy spending time with someone.
But isn't that just insecurity, after all? I mean, when you're going out, I mean, when you're a woman and you're dating some guy and he's taking you out to dinner and you don't really like him that much, that's just insecurity. That's a personality flaw, isn't it?
At 30 to 35 it is. At 22, it's just, hey, people just are socializing, just going out.
Yeah, but you could be urinating on your friends in the park.
Yeah, and I know you had a great deal of fun and enjoyment by yourself in your bunker.
Yes.
But most people enjoy fraternizing with other people.
All right,
humans.
Sure. Don't try to rationalize your debauchery in college. Why don't you sell one of these calls, Drew, and we'll go to break. That's good radio. You know, and by the way, and Anthony's girlfriend didn't want to come on the phone with us, and I was thinking to myself earlier today, you know this show is a real show, because don't you think it's all you people that are listening, you listen to radio shows, right? And you listen to other shows, and especially morning shows. And don't you always think it's a wild coincidence when the people go, some athlete is in town, and they go, let's call his hotel room, and ring, 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 hello, hi, Lamont?
Yes.
And you think to yourself, wow, every time they make a call, somebody picks up.
Yeah.
Every time they call some embassy, the guy picks up. Every time they do something, it seems to work out. And every time we try to do something, it never works out.
This because what we do is...
It's not luck.
Yes.
What they do is they put you... they put it on hold. They play a Smashing Pumpkins song. Then they phone the embassy. If the guy's not home, they don't put it on the air. Then they tape the conversation they're having on the air with the person. It's all a load of crap. You know this show is real because there's no entertainment. We never get anything done.
We can never reach anybody.
We can't reach anyone. Woody Harrelson won't come on. And Anthony's girlfriend, for Christ's sake, won't come on the phone. That's how you know it's a real show. All right, Drew. Now let's keep the reality alive by you barely selling a boring call.
Phil can't satisfy his girlfriend. He's in love with her. Let's talk about it.
That's good. Thank you. Thank you. Phone number for Loveline, 1-800-LOVE-191. Fax number 310-854-4455.
I'm trying to sound, trying to see if I sound any different when I pinch my nose off.
You do.
I do?
Yeah.
I'm going to have my deviated septum operated on. I cannot sleep with my mouth hanging wide open anymore.
Good. You should.
And because I can only breathe through my mouth when I eat, I make a lot of noise.
It's disgusting.
It really turns people off.
Imagine that.
Because you're trying to breathe and chew at the same time. You know, you guys have heard it in the mics. Well, wait till you see it in person. It's really disgusting. And then I start telling a story. Drew, what call did you sell?
Yeah, that's it.
Number one?
Yeah.
Phil?
That's me.
You're 19.
That's right.
What's going on?
Nothing. I'd like to say real quick, Adam, that you're a character. I love you.
Thank you.
I got a problem. As far as my sex life, I mean, I'm only 19, so it's not like I've had a long sex life. But before my girlfriend that I have now, I've been satisfied, and I know I've satisfied, and been very comfortable with other women. But now I'm getting very deeply involved with this girl, with the girlfriend I have now. I mean, we're talking marriage, and I swear. Well, I can't really define love, but I think about it all the time. And anyway, my problem is when I'm having sex with her and when I'm messing around with her, it's really hard for me to get up. And when I do that, then I start having sex with her. You know, I have to use a condom every time, but it only takes a couple pumps. I'm a two-pump man.
Really?
And I mean,
is that there and back is one, or in and out is two?
Well, I don't know. I really never counted the strokes. I mean, but it's really weird because I've been able to, with other women, you know, go a lot longer. And as far as the erection's concerned, I've, you know, been able to do that basically on call. But with her, it's like
This is the worst of all possible worlds.
Yeah.
Because not only are you having difficulty achieving an erection, when you do finally achieve the erection, you orgasm too quickly.
Yeah.
And this would be like if Clamato costed $70 a bottle.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Not only is it $70 a bottle, but it's tomato juice. It's got the clam farted in it. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And that's all they had to offer.
Oh, I don't know.
That's horrible.
I mean, and I can say this: if it's oral sex, if she's giving me oral pleasure, I can last for quite a while. But it's just as soon as the sex. I don't know if it's something mental or what.
It is something mental, but whether or not you can do anything about it, I mean, as much as anything, it's how excited you are about being with this person. And.
No kidding.
You know, it's obviously about this relationship because you've never had it in other relationships.
Yep.
And, you know, you've just got to find some ways of managing
this. How come the anxiety of having a premature ejaculation doesn't slow down the ejaculation.
You know what I mean? Like, premature, it's more of an excitability than an anxiety. It's like a an overstimulation.
It's the most foreign thing in the world to me. Yeah. I'm not just touting my own sexual prowess here, but it really is the most foreign thing in the world. If there's like a cricket doing its thing out on the porch and I'm trying to masturbate, I have to go out and hit it with a newspaper before I can get back and focus and concentrate.
Adam, don't masturbate for a week. See what happens.
What, are you some kind of maniac? I would explode.
That's the point.
I'd come in here on day number four with a shotgun, take this whole place out. Are you kidding me?
That's the point. But maybe there's something in your experience to be able to help Phil here.
If he takes
your hygiene techniques.
For me to have an orgasm, I really have to focus. I got to try.
You understand what I'm recommending for Phil?
Yeah, to me, what Phil's doing is like crapping in your pants when you're sober. I don't understand it. I know where the bathroom is. I time things. I sit down. I open a newspaper, and I push.
Yeah, well,
I'm not just walking down the street.
But again, it's because...
Christ, what's this?
It's because your system is so cleaned out. You see?
So that Metamucil. I see.
Not that system.
Metaspusil.
Yes.
All right. Yes. Phil?
Yep.
You got to masturbate more. But he can't masturbate too much more because he can't achieve an erection sometimes.
I listen to the show all the time, and I was thinking, as far as erection's concerned, half the time I'm messing around with her, my mind is on that, and I'm just so worried.
Warren, that's the anxiety part. That's anxious.
I wish I could do that.
As soon as I start focusing,
What about round two? I mean...
Round two, it's harder for the erection, but I last longer.
Right.
But round two takes a lot more.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's harder for the erection. I mean, she's got to give me... Yeah. She's got to... We got to have oral sex first.
All right. But you just got to... We've got to work with these things.
Well, Phil, you're just a bundle of nerves. You're 19. You're very excited about this woman. And believe me, I know what the answer is. Phil, do you fart in front of her?
No.
That's where you got to start.
Okay.
You have to start breaking wind in front of her. You're too nervous around her.
What about picking my nose and popping my zits and stuff like that? Same concept?
Yeah. I don't like to do that, though. That's a very personal thing to me, but you're not comfortable around her, Phil, and you need to become comfortable around her.
All right.
And it's one of these things that's going to happen with time. It's hard to expedite this process. Eventually, you will. Believe me. Here's the sad irony of life, and you be quiet, Drew, because you always cut me off. They'll get married in 6 months, have a kid in a year, and 2 years from now. She'll call in and say she's working late one night, is not going to be home until 10 o'clock, and he will stand up and dance a jig because he has a night where he gets to just watch TV in his underpants without her annoying cackle in the background. That is the sad thing about life and relationships. Is it not true?
That's true. You can't get what you want when you want it.
Here's your wife listening.
One of the theories about premature ejaculation is that the male becomes somehow subconsciously consumed with the idea that they're going to actually be sort of swallowed up by the whole experience, consumed into the woman some way. And it becomes very excitable for them.
That's why I always strap a board to my ass.
Sure. So you don't worry about it.
No. No, never had a premature problem. I have never had an orgasm that I didn't create. No, I mean, I've never had an orgasm when I wasn't ready to have an orgasm. It's never been an involuntary thing. Except for that one time with the electric toothbrush. That was a long time ago. Jordan?
Yes.
You're 30.
Yes, great show, guys.
Thank you.
Actually, I'm 40. She must have gotten it wrong.
That's all right.
What's up?
Let's see. I've got a unique situation here. Back when I was 36 and still married, I was trying... have children and found out that I guess I have a natural vasectomy. The term is congenital absence of the vas deferens.
Wow.
So born without part of the plumbing.
Right.
Congenital means born with?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nothing else is wrong. Everything else looks and acts normal.
Can they harvest any sperm or anything?
Yes, we went through the in vitro fertilization.
Yeah.
And they did the ICSI technique where they actually inject sperm right into the egg.
Right.
And did create embryos, but none took.
None stuck. Hmm.
My question is, now that I'm back in the dating scene, I'm wondering how to bring this up with a woman. What time is right? How do you approach it? And the last part of the issue is, in the future, I do want to get married again, and I do still want to have children. So that's another challenge.
Well, but you're not strictly infertile. You're sort of fertilely challenged.
Yeah, unable to deliver.
Yeah. And so, I mean, it can be overcome. I mean, somebody who really is into you, who's committed to you, will stick with you on that. And I bet you'll overcome it.
Maybe it was that old bitch's egg.
Well, it might have been her uterus.
I mean, the uterus.
That's really the problem, because they made embryos. They just didn't.
The uterus is sort of like the coop that the egg is kept in, right?
Yeah.
That's good.
The nest.
Yeah, there were actually several transplants of growing embryos.
So I think it's sort of it's a subtle issue that you should bring up when you are really involved with somebody. When it's clear that it's a relationship that's developing, you're not just dating.
You know what I was thinking about, Drew?
Yeah.
And I don't know why I have to talk about every single thing I was thinking about, but there was a time in not so long ago when guys didn't wear condoms, or they only wore condoms so the women wouldn't get pregnant. And there was this sort of joke where a guy would, paint on a vasectomy scar or something, and then he'd meet some chick at a bar, and he'd show her the scar and say, "Don't worry, baby, we don't need a condom." And I was thinking to myself,
"Geez."
Well, I don't know if it went down or not, but you know what I'm talking about, right, Drew?
Yeah, yeah.
I was thinking to myself, in years past, in the 60s and 70s, this would have been a godsend. He'd just bring a paper from his doctor to the bar, to the love-in, to the concert, show it to the chick, and get all he wanted without the condom.
That was the perception then, anyway.
Oh, is that what went on?
No.
Yeah.
Hey.
What?
Commercial.
Oh, yeah. Love line. Phone number, 1-800-LOVE-191. Drew, let me say this very quickly. Now, we get a lot of crap from a lot of a-holes, and we get jacked around by a few people, and certain others don't seem to appreciate what we do for them or how much we potentially make them. I got a mind like an elephant, like Orca the whale. And believe me, I remember. I remember everything. Don't you worry. Okay, so we're going to have Bobby Brown on here Sunday. Not Bobby Brown, the rap star who's married to Whitney Houston, and not Bobby Brown, who's someone else that Ann tells me about that I'm not sure. Bobby Brown, who was Tommy Lee's ex-bombshell girlfriend. Remember that cherry pie?
Mm.
She was the one, I think she dances on hoods of cars and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that video? Was that Warrant? Yeah. She's going to be in here. She's going to be talking about, it says it right here on the front of Cosmopolitan. He abused me before Pamela Anderson. That's rocker Tommy Lee's bombshell ex tells all. This Cosmopolitan is an incredible digest. Let me read you what's on the front of the cover here. Cosmo's Man Menu. Please do not settle until you've sampled these seven types. Couples quiz.
Do you know who that's written by the way?
Who?
Melissa Rivers.
Oh.
Joan's daughter.
Really?
Yes.
Melissa.
She writes the article on when not to settle?
Yeah.
Oh, please. Man, there's got to be a lot of insanity in that family. Every time I see Joan Rivers, I think to myself, there's like, it's like somebody took a bullhorn and put it up to each year and just started yelling, nuts, 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 nuts. Whether she's telling a joke or hawking jewelry, whatever it is, or out front of the Emmy Awards doing her woman on the street thing, all I hear is nuts, nuts, nuts. Like, she just, I, she just smacks of insanity. Just any comedian is nuts, and any female comedian is really nuts. Drew, have we ever had a female comedian on this show that wasn't the victim of some sort of abuse or molestation that wasn't what you would call a little bit nutty?
I thought we had had one, Kathy Griffin, but she told me some things that suggested that she'd been through some tough times. And
no.
That just...
They're not out there.
Brings it up to 100%.
They don't exist.
Yeah.
They don't exist. And I'd say it's about 90% of males.
They're
but
comedians.
It's 100% of females. All right. Also, here's the thing that I really like about this Cosmopolitan. There's a article in here. It's entitled, An Acting Coach Helps You Fake Confidence in Dreaded Situations. Well, that'll fix everything.
Where do they put the one on there where they help you fake joy in happy situations? You can't really appreciate life.
That's awesome.
We'll help you at least look like you can.
Oh, here's
a paradigm. What
here's
BS
a
was magazine
cover about. Up makeup tips for potentially malignant skin cancer.
Oh.
That's really the same. That's about just about as responsible advice. We're getting an acting coach. Stella Adler's going to tell you how to be happy, everybody.
You're forgetting the whole part where you're in it, Adam. Your little special advice column.
Let me read that.
Next to Leah Thompson.
Yeah, I didn't know I was
Caroline
in this.
In the City fame.
I have not talked to those people on the phone in what seems like 6 months, so why would I
you
be in this?
Check up and see if they're quoting you accurately.
Nobody cares less than me. I had no idea I was in this. Oh, please.
You're not getting paid?
I don't know. I don't know. I really don't know anything. I don't.
All the checks forwarded to me.
You could. That money could be going to the pregnant mother's crack fund. For all I know, I have no idea. I don't remember doing that. Okay, Drew, I'm going to move forward here. Was that all right information?
Yeah, it's okay.
Thank you.
Terrible picture though.
What's so bad about it?
All right, let's go. Right. Amy.
Amy, you're 21.
Yes.
What's going on?
Well, I have three brothers and a sister that I have only met one time. My mom had a relationship, I guess I was about 10 when it started, with a man that we didn't see for about 3 years. Now, I know where to contact the kids and how to get in touch with them. They were in foster care for a long time, and now they're with their grandmother.
Mm.
I found that out through the social services.
So she had three kids during a three-year period and then just left?
I'm sorry. No, she was gone from us for about 3 or 4 years, actually.
So these are all half-brothers and sisters?
She had three kids during a 3 or 4 year period that she was away from you, and then she abandoned those kids again?
Yeah, well, it was four kids, actually. Three
four kids in 4 years.
Yeah.
Shocking. And
well,
then just
blew
it out?
She didn't leave them. They were taken from her. She was in a lot of trouble there.
With, mm-hmm. with what?
Drugs.
And then she
the
came,
kid's father went to jail and everything.
And then she came back to you?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like nothing ever happened.
Now where
oh, so bizarre.
Where are the authorities to render her sterile after the second kid?
By the second? Way, before she had any?
When I was rebuilding my house, I didn't pull a permit, and a guy showed up, and he walked into my living room with a tape measure and a walkie-talkie, and he looked around, and he said, "Everybody go home. Shutting it down. And you don't touch a thing until you contact me first and pull the proper permits. Everybody go home. And if I see anyone doing anything, I swear to God I'll have everyone arrested. Everyone go home." Walked right into my house, shut it down, told everyone to go home. They have that power, Drew. They have a lot of power, this government, but not when it counts. All right, Amy.
Well, she left me and my sister and had these kids. And then...
Right. So you want to know whether to... contact them or not?
Yes.
Don't get into it.
Yeah. First off, I don't know. I have a sister full-blooded. I see her once a year. It's enough. True, yeah. You don't like your sister, right?
I don't like my sister, but I don't know what you get out of contacting a situation where there are people you never met or met once briefly.
Well, now, I mean, I have a son now, and that's their... uncles and aunt, you know?
And and you're going to be delighted not to have them around your kid.
Yeah. Wait till one of them molest your kid.
Yeah. Hey, Amy?
Yeah.
Look, your kid...
What a surprise that you have a son, though.
Yeah.
At 21.
Right.
Well, I'm married. I was long married before I had the son.
So you're married?
Married at 12?
Our argument was I was married when I was 14.
I wasn't pregnant when I got married.
All right.
I've been married when I was 12.
All right. Yeah, boy. I'm sorry about your mom and this whole debacle. I really am. I worry. I'll tell you. I just think there's more potential harm than there is for potential good.
Absolutely.
I don't know what you get out of contacting these people.
You've got plenty of people in the world that you'll have to bring your son in contact with who are good, and you'll be able to screen them first and determine whether they're good. Your family you're kind of stuck with. These aren't really family even to you. They're not even acquaintances to you. You don't know what you're getting into with them. And you're going to introduce this to your child as your family? What a bizarre sort of notion your child's going to have about family then.
And it's not even a 50-50 chance that these guys may be something closer to shady than loving, kind, and nurturing.
Are very high. They're
they gonna... come from this woman, they come from this man, and they were raised in this environment.
The foster care then after that. I mean, it's going to be a mess. It's not going to be a good situation.
Yeah. They could, listen. These guys are going to be sleeping on your sofa and only getting up to eat and molest your child.
And the need to contact that part of the family is the same need that someone would have if their father donated a sperm to a sperm bank.
It really is. I know a lot of people are into the whole blood thing, but screw that. It ain't blood. It's sperm. You know what I mean? You might as well look up the guy's hamper. I'm serious. It's just sperm. He shot some sperm into somebody and then went about his way, and you've never seen the people before. I don't think that would compel me to contact them. Jenna.
Yes.
You're 28.
Yes, I am.
Hold on.
Pardon me?
What's happening? I have aunts and uncles I've never met, never seen. I talked to them. They're in Philadelphia.
Uh-huh.
I could go next door to their house in Philadelphia. I wouldn't stop by.
Well, I'm really nervous about talking about this. I've been married for 8 years, and for about, I guess, 6 of the years, my husband was a severe drug addict. And I don't mean severe as in, like, heroin or anything like that. He was really, really into smoking pot.
Okay.
And he's been clean and sober now for about 2 years. And that's all I ever wanted. And now that I have, you know, him clean and sober, I hate to say it, but I just don't have the feelings that I used to have for him. I feel like I went through so much emotions to finally get him to the way I wanted him to be. And now that he's that way, I don't want him anymore. I feel like I've gone through too much with him.
She misses the old Hesher side.
No, you know...
Oh, listen, you never knew the guy. I mean...
For one thing.
The guy was a stoner. I mean, you didn't really even know his personality.
You know, and the thing of it was is that he really hid it from me. I mean, looking back now, I see that there's things that I should have saw the signs, and there were signs, and I guess I chose to ignore that because I was...
He hid what from you? It was marijuana?
Yes. You know, the habit.
No, he didn't hide it from me. I mean, there were changes in who he is that you're still longing.
Listen, when
back.
I'm stoned, I got people out on the street coming up the steps of my house, and I'm inside the house with a cover over my head, and they're come walking up, and I can hear them talking.
Yeah.
Adam seems stoned. Believe me, people, you know. Don't you, Drew?
Sure.
You know when someone's stoned.
But if you, the point is, on some level, she knew. She may not have been consciously aware of it. But, Jenna, so your dad was an alcoholic or something?
You know, now here's the crazy thing. I've been going through just a whole bunch of emotions recently. I think it's because I'm getting closer to 30, and I think it's time to get it together. My father passed away 5 years ago. I didn't really know him, and he, too, was, he was a wonderful man as far as him.
Jenna, was he an addict? Was he an addict?
Yes, he was.
Okay, so that's what you're looking for. You need another addict to fix.
Boy, there's a lot of talking before we get to the truth.
You're a classic codependent.
Let me make this observation, too. You were spending so much time wrapped up with this guy's
disease
or addiction that you didn't have time to be pissed off at him because you're pretty much just wrapped up in trying to get him off the stuff. But now I think you've wasted 6 years and you're kind of pissed.
Well, there is that quality, but more it's that now she doesn't have anything to focus on. Now she has to have feelings. She has to have a relationship.
Oh, that's right. That's right. There's no attraction anymore.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
That was the attraction.
Right. That was what she has to, and she has to go out and find another hasher.
The job is done.
Yeah.
It's the engineer and the bridge has been completed.
And this, Jenna, is why when...
Did you hear that one, Drew?
That's
pretty
good. Good.
Yeah.
Identified patient is successfully treated. The significant family members need to be treated as well. You've got to get involved in Al-Anon or Co-Anon or something. You must, because without that, he's going to leave you behind. He's going to get better and
listen,
leave you.
Everybody, this is why you don't get married when you're 20, because you're a stupid effer at 20, and you're just controlled by impulses.
Yeah.
You're marrying a guy because your dad smoked too much weed and kicked off 10 years early, and now you're going to marry another guy who smokes too much weed, and you're 20, and you're stupid. That's it. That's the way it works. I would have done the same thing at 20.
But she can get better, and on behalf of your kids, you've got to commit yourself to this relationship. Realize that your husband's getting well. Now you have to get well, too, and,
all right.
and otherwise the relationship will not work.
Okay, I'm going to have a bomb one.
That's good, isn't it?
I really wish they would have just continued the party and not recorded the song. I just had another beer and... No, stop it. Stop those drums. Just hoist another beer and relax, fellas. All right. We will be back in a scant 10 seconds.
This is Loveline on
Radio Station.
KROQ-FM, Pasadena, Los Angeles.
The world famous K-Rock.
All right, Mike, that's enough of that. It is the Love Line. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Fax number 310-854-4455. That's enough. Alexis.
Yeah, hi.
You're 20.
Hi, I want to get my clit pierced, but I'm prone to keloids, so I wanted to ask Dr. Drew if I can get keloids down there.
Yes.
I can?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's scary.
Mm-hmm.
That's a kind of scar, everybody. It's like a big scar. It's like, you know, when scars stand out past the skin, that's the keloid scar, right, Drew?
Hypertrophic scars, yeah.
Looks like...
Aren't the darker complected...
Are more prone to it.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I heard.
Because I had heard you, because I know you can't get them in your mouth, and I heard that that was the same material down there.
As I understand it, they're usually piercing the clitoral hood, which is sort of closer to skin. And
you can't what in your mouth?
Can't get them from that's the mucous membranes. You tend not to get it.
Okay.
But why do you want to do that?
Well, I can't pierce anything else, and I've been wanting to do that for a while. And I'm finally trying to get up in the fall.
Why can't you pierce anything else?
I get keloids.
Yeah, but you could pierce your ears and your nose, right?
Well, somebody would see those.
I have my ears done, I have my tongue done.
Tongue, there you go. So you've had done.
What can't you do? Your navel?
Well, you know.
She doesn't want people to see it look funny.
Yeah.
But why do you need more pierces? That's the real question.
Oh, I don't know. I've been wanting it for a while.
Nah, somebody screwed with you.
No. Nobody's screwed with me.
There's some sort of flaw.
Not really.
Yeah. People that get a lot of piercings are flawed.
I don't have a lot of piercings.
You want a lot of piercings. You have your ears pierced.
Yeah.
You have your nose pierced?
No.
Why don't you get your nose pierced?
I don't want a keloid on my face.
Would that make a keloid scar by just puncturing a hole through a nostril?
Could.
Really?
Did your ear lobes form keloids?
Yeah, I have one on my ear.
So it almost just looks like if you just punched a hole through your earlobe, it would form and end up looking like sort of a wart?
No, not always. Everyone's
a ball next to it.
And they go away after a while.
Well, that's what a wart would sort of...
Yeah, kind of.
And they go away after a while?
Yeah.
And not always?
Right.
Not always.
So
right.
Why don't you do your nose?
I don't
because
want
it might keloid. It might deform her.
But isn't... Don't you really have to worry about keloid when you do a scar, when you do an incision that's of a length, but not a hole punched?
No,
I mean, just a needle hole?
Any time that there is fibroblast formation, that means the body's trying to...
Fibroblast. I put 2 tablespoons of that in my Gatorade before I left the house today.
You insulated your house with it, anytime the body's trying to heal a wound, fibroblast formation gets sort of overdone, and that's what a keloid is.
Sorry, but it wouldn't be worse than a bump.
They could be informing. I mean, she's right. She's got Amy's got Alex has got judgment. At least.
Draw me a picture. You know that pen doesn't work. But listen, Drew, I'll draw on the Cosmo here. Here's the nose area. You put one hole right in the middle of it. The hole is the size of a pin.
And then this lump may start growing out of it.
Really?
Yes.
I see. That don't sound right.
They're pretty gross.
So you got the tongue, you got the ears.
Yes.
You don't want to chance the nose.
No.
And you don't want to chance the belly button.
No. I don't like the belly button. I think it looks ugly.
But you want to go with the clitoral hood.
Well, I've heard that it improves orgasm and all that. And
where,
kind of cool.
Let's get to the bottom of this. Where's your dad?
He's away.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been gone since I was like six.
Huh. Well, that's surprising. And stepdad?
No.
No, no stepdad?
No.
4-6.
But quite a few boyfriends?
No, not really.
Why did he leave so early?
I'm sorry?
Why did he leave so early?
He, I don't know. He went, I was young. I don't know. I didn't know what was going on with my parents.
Yeah, but see, sometimes, and here's the, let me explain how families work. You find out stuff when you're a little bit later, a little bit older.
I guess they just didn't get along.
Okay. You ever talk to him?
Oh, yeah. I have a really great relationship with him.
No, but they weren't just knocking along. They were probably violent.
No, my parents did not ever beat me.
Mm-hmm. No, but each other.
I don't think they did that to each other either.
You don't think so?
No.
And who raised you? Just your mom?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. When did you lose your virginity?
15.
Mm-hmm. How old was the guy?
19.
It's walking near the edge there. Uh-huh. You have a boyfriend currently?
Yeah.
Yeah. A girlfriend, too?
No.
You into the chicks?
No.
Not at all?
Not at all.
Maybe once?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Never been with a girl.
Mm-hmm. All right. You work at a video store?
No, I don't.
All right. You wear a lot of black?
Sometimes.
You listen to the Mummy Rock?
No.
Where do you work?
I work at an answering service.
Uh-huh.
And I go to school full-time.
Uh-huh. Junior college?
Yes.
Okay.
Only until I can transfer.
Believe me, I got friends that are in their mid and late 30s still talking about transferring.
I'm a straight-A student.
They are, too.
So are they. All right, Alexis?
Yes?
I wouldn't do it.
Okay.
I don't think it's going to make sex any better. It may make it better for a weekend, and then it's going to make it worse.
Right, we've heard that story.
It's going to get caught on your boyfriend's cock ring. And everyone's going to be in a world of hurt. Luke, you're 16.
What? Oh, Luke. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Adam, okay, people don't realize how wise you are.
They don't, do they?
No.
They do.
My parents had this junior college guy house sit while we were on vacation last week, and one of my dogs died during that time.
That's right.
Yeah.
He probably tried to smoke his tail or something.
The vet said he had cardiac myopathy.
Right, from blowing pot into his nose.
Yeah, that, I really think that. It's insane.
Oh, baby. How old was that mutt of yours?
He was 9.
9?
Yeah.
That's more than 9 to you and me. I don't know how old that is. It's not that old in doggy years.
Yeah. Oh,
I'm sorry to hear that.
All right. Well, my question...
He probably didn't even know he was dead. He probably walked him 3 times and cramped him once.
It wasn't a Great Dane or something, was it?
No, it was a lab.
Oh, that's a good dog, too, those labs.
Yeah, it was a good dog.
Black lab or chocolate?
It was the yellow.
Oh, the yellow lab. Yeah. That's nice. That's an old yeller.
Yeah.
Oh, what was his name?
Casey.
Oh, I miss that Casey.
It was too bad.
I miss my Lotsy.
I'm sorry.
I'm sure they're frolicking in heaven. I'm sure little Lotsy sniffing Casey's ass on some huge farm.
All right, well, my question is, I've been going out with my girlfriend for about 6 weeks, and towards the end of the school year, recently, also, I've started to notice that her and my best friend have been doing, like, a lot of casual touching, and, like, they do hug greetings all the time, and he seems to have his hands on her, like, a lot, and I want to know how I can, like, confront him about this without making it seem like it's a big deal to me, you know?
I don't know how you're going to do that, Frank. I think no matter what you do, it's going to be kind of awkward.
Yeah.
Can you talk to your girlfriend about it?
Yeah, I did talk to her.
What did she say?
She said that I was just being paranoid. She said nothing was up. She kind of like...
She didn't get too defensive, did she?
Kind of.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. This is the wise one speaking now. This is the sage from North Hollywood. Yeah. I don't know. Here's the thing. Nothing has happened because...
They'd hide it. Yeah.
If these two were having some sort of lurid affair behind your... That cannot be me.
Oh,
please
yeah.
tell me that it's not my voice. It has to be altered somehow.
Play
Mike.
It. Mike? Play that again. Oh, it's lost.
If they're actually having an affair, no way would they be hugging in front of you.
Unless they're truly egregious people.
No, they wouldn't do it. Do you understand that logic, Luke?
Yeah.
So there's nothing going on. But there could be something burgeoning.
It still makes me uncomfortable. And
okay.
Before I tell your girlfriend that. What?
Tell your girlfriend that. Before you went out with her what?
Well, before I went out with her, you know, we were, like, talking about her, and he said he thought she was pretty fine, too.
Well, look,
yeah, but
look.
Guys do that all the time.
Yeah. Just tell her how much it hurts you and see if she can at least have some capacity to empathize with you and protect your feelings.
Okay. Drew, do I have to rub lemon juice on the Mark's yeah. a lot board so that the number will appear?
Something. Say a few cantations over it. Incantations. Here, look, just let me point.
Okay.
Because this pen does not
That's
write.
Better. Drew, screw that. Just point from now on.
All right.
Bobby.
Yeah.
You're 20.
Yes.
What's going on there?
Oh, everything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I am in a situation... I've been seeing this guy for, like, the past 6 months. And he was in the process of divorce.
Mm-hmm.
But his wife called him up and said that she wanted to give it another try.
Mm-hmm.
And he's kind of confused because I'm pregnant by him.
Mm-hmm. How old is he?
How old is he? He's 26.
Mm-hmm. And how long's he been married?
He was with her for a total of 4.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been apart for the past year and a half.
Does he have any kids?
Oh, no, not with her.
He doesn't?
No, I'm...
Yeah, she must be sterile.
Well, he told me that she got pregnant twice.
Oh, had abortions?
I had miscarriages.
Oh, okay. I know these guys. I know these a-holes. And either she was getting an abortion, or she's sterile, or she had a miscarriage. But there was just no possible way that there wasn't some fetal activity going on with her. Because you're pregnant, and you two are just sort of going out on the side. That's a genius, by the way. How do people do this? You hear me? You're in the middle of a divorce. Mm. You're going out with somebody. I mean, life is hectic, confusing, and scary enough. You probably don't make more than 20 grand a year. So you get somebody pregnant, too. So you're going to keep the child?
Yes, I am. I don't believe in abortions, and I don't think I could handle emotionally giving a baby up for adoption.
Right.
Why not?
But you do believe in having sex with guys who are married.
I mean, adoption would be potentially what's good for the child.
Well, I will be there for the child, and I know he will be.
Why don't you believe in abortions? Oh, yeah, he's going to be there.
He won't be there.
Why don't you believe in abortions?
I just don't feel it's right for me.
Yeah, so it's not a religious issue.
No. Mm-hmm. It's like I don't care who does it. It's their choice, but for me, it's not an option.
All right. But adultery is fine.
Not really, no.
Oh, okay. Well, you